When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chat of the Wild is a part of the Greenlit Podcast Network. To find out more information, as well as other great shows, go to greenlitpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chat of the Wild.
Gaiden.
And this season, we are playing through Crystalis for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Playing is one thing you could call it.
We are. It's playing us a lot, but we are also playing it.
Suffering is the word I would use.
Yeah. In our last episode, we beat a big ol' insect and helped the dwarves. In this episode, we're going to run around and possibly help people. I don't know. We might be doing our own thing. It's not clear, really.
No, they're not really told to us. I mean, we sort of get the same thing where we show up. The first two episodes were kind of the same thing, where you get a town, there's a people in the town that tell you about three different things you need to know for the next hour, and then you do those things, and then you get to the next town, and that happens again.
Before we even get to a town, we just wander around in caves aimlessly for a while.
Mm-hmm. Right, we have to go through Mount Saber, which is just a pain, and it's not clear that one of the key things you have to do is using the bunny boots or the rabbit boots to jump up slick inclines. And you can't do that with every single one. It's not like it would make sense if that item let you go up those in general, but you have to use the jump mechanic in a specific way in order to jump up the shorter inclines. The longer inclines, they just don't do anything. Those are just the chutes and the chutes and ladder that is Mount Saber.
The other thing that doesn't make any sense mechanically is that, you know, we talked in the last episode about how there were all these enemies that showed up that you couldn't kill, and so you got a new sword. So we just got this new fire sword. We have this newfound ability that we have to use in Mount Saber to clear walls out. And It's like, all right, I upgraded my sword. I can fight enemies now. Except you can't.
No, now, that's what you think is happening, but that is not what's actually happening.
But yeah, so you get to a point where now, which we'll figure out later, that certain swords work against certain enemies, so you have to switch back and forth. But at this point, I'm now in a cave where half the enemies are invincible, and my assumption is that I have to wait till I get the next sword to be able to kill them. Because that's what just happened.
Yeah, I thought it was a strength thing. Apparently, it's an elemental thing.
Yeah, and even then, we're going to get... I had the assumption, that, okay, this sword, there was an elemental thing to it, but then the next upgrade sword that we get is going to cover all the elements.
Right.
And who knows? Maybe the final sword we get will do that. Maybe.
No.
I might be real generous
here. No, that is very generous.
I'm not that optimistic.
But then realizing, like, oh, even that... this new strong sword that we'll eventually get sometimes doesn't even damage earlier enemies. So it's like, that's really annoying.
Yeah, once I realized that we were in this I don't know, action RPG or something that needs us to use different weapons and switch back and forth from it, I was immediately afraid of new weapons. Like, it's just going to get worse, and I don't want them. I don't know what to do with this game half the time. I'm impressed by some of the things it does, but like, this should be a PC game in 1990. Like, this should be a game with a keyboard where you have buttons and you can quick swap between weapons. It's doing interesting things, but it's on a two button plus pad NES controller. Like, I don't want to call it ambitious because I don't want to give it that much credit, but like, there's some weird things here that if it had been on an SNES and like had four more buttons to play with, who knows if it would have been like a little bit easier to play.
there are a few tweaks in this game that would make me completely understand this being some cult classic. That even it would probably be one that I would it would have been like, oh, I remember when I was playing way too many NES and Super NES ROMs, and I was playing like anything that I'd never heard of, and I tried this one and fell in love with it. But like, no, it is too unintuitive and just too complicated in terms of like what they want from you without giving you any explanation whatsoever. That it's just frustrating.
It's very interesting. I just hate every second of it because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, so, okay. One thing we could do is we can actually go back to Leaf. Did either of you go back to the first town?
Eventually.
Through Mount Saber?
Yeah. Yes. There's two different paths through Mount Saber. One does take you back to Leaf, where if you go there, everyone is gone except for like a little bunny that just says, evil men came and took everybody.
So where did you go look for them? First.
I didn't. Here's the thing. No, I had no ambition that I was going to go and like find them. I was like, I'm just going to keep moving forward in this video game and we're going to see what it puts in front of me. Not, oh, let's go and solve this issue here. It just gets presented to me of being like, these characters aren't here now. Okay, video game, where's the next thing I have to kill?
Well, I was just hell-bent on finding the one thing we needed to make this all stop. So I was hoping that if maybe they were in the first cave that we went into after this town, I was like, maybe they're just north of town in that cave system. Maybe I'll find them and they'll give me the weapon I need and I can stop playing this game for this week. But that was not the case.
No. We're going to be covering a lot and still probably doing it in the same amount of time just because we go and talk to this person, they give us the thing, and then we go talk to the next person. Not really like, oh,
if
this
you're
is
lucky,
where the story unfolds.
If you've talked to the right person, the right amount of times in the right sequence.
So at one point, we're going through Mount Saber, you wander around enough, with the rabbit boots, we can go up a slope to a new little cave area. That gets us the tornado bracelet, which I think we only need the tornado bracelet to be worthy of a character to give us a spell or some ability, right? Like, does the tornado bracelet actually do anything?
It's a T name. I can't remember. The guy who was the...
Tornell.
Tornell. So Tornell, if you find him on the mountain...
Mm-hmm.
Tornell is basically like, hey, you gotta have the tornado bracelet before I can teach you another spell. So I found Tornell first.
No.
Same.
No.
I wandered around forever. And the thing about this area is it's a gigantic, there are two caves essentially. One cave is a gigantic loop, like it all loops around. And then the other cave takes you to Leaf. So I spent forever going around this loop thinking I was like missing an entrance. And then I found the Leaf cave and I was like, all right, I got to go to Leaf. I got to go do this thing. Like maybe in this cave is the tornado, like whatever I need to do. Got to Leaf. Nothing happened in there. Came back. Eventually found the bracelet because I'm supposed to bunny hop up this ice thing. And then it's like, he's just like, oh yeah, you can teleport now. Which... why didn't you just let me teleport? Why did I have to go find this bracelet? Like, just let me teleport.
So that your original sword has two power-ups like your new sword, the fire sword, does.
Is that what the tornado bracelet does?
Yeah, it gives the wind sword, our first sword, a second little charge spot. I wish they'd stop with two.
This is the new layer as well, where not only are we needing to swap swords but be most effective, we have to swap the sword, then also swap whatever the bracelet item is that we have,
uh-huh,
so that we can use our most powerful attack.
Yep.
So if you're fighting two different enemies where each of them are invulnerable to like different elements, you have to take out one, but then when you switch your sword, also make sure you switch your bracelet or your whatever the element expansion orb is in order to do like the stronger attacks.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if this, like, L&R buttons, if you could just cycle through your four swords. Also, yeah, four swords connection in this game. So there's that.
No, no. Cutting this.
There's another reason why we're playing this game. Yeah, but if you could, like, just use L&R to, like, cycle through your swords, be like, oh, I don't need this one. I need the one that's two slots over. Like, that would have at least made it somewhat bearable. But no, it's, you have to go into the menu every time. Every time. At that, at a certain point, I'm just like, what are the most annoying enemies in here? What are they weak to? I will ignore anything that doesn't get hurt by the sword that they are weak to, because I'm just gonna only focus on them.
See, Brian, I was the opposite of you, where I kept the, like, upgrade equipped for whatever sword I needed to, like, get through the dungeon. So if I needed to, like, knock down a wall, I kept the wind upgrade on. If I needed to burn something down, which is most of this area, you had to burn something down, I kept on the fire orb, or the ball of fire. Because once you get the tornado bracelet, if you charge all the way up, it takes magic.
Mm-hmm.
And
it will just wipe out your magic so quick.
Yep. And so there's no way to easily just, like, charge to the second level. Like, you could charge to the second level, but then you have to be sure you're moving at all times so that you don't waste magic on a level 4 wind spell that you didn't want to use.
Yeah, you've turned the buster or the charge beam or whatever you want to call it into something that is now could be disadvantageous. Like, you usually want to run around with your strongest attack ready to go, but not if that means your strongest attack's going to use your magic. But since you can move around and not keep charging, it turns into this thing where you're, like, constantly moving. You're like Bender when he's got the Doomsday Machine. He's just, like, got to be dancing at all times. So, like, I'm just strafing back and forth while I'm thinking because I don't want to, like, charge my attack too much.
I hate to be like this, but... And another thing, I came across the magic ring. Did you guys find this magic ring?
It was a defense ring or something? Or
no, it's just called magic ring.
Okay.
It's a disposable item.
Yep.
That just fills your magic back up.
Yeah.
Like all the other rings and equipment in this game, where, like, one set of boots are permanent and the other set of boots are disposable... And they're on the same line as your items. Like, there's no clear indication. Like, I thought for sure I'd wear this and it would, like, decrease the amount of magic it would take or something. Or, like, slowly give me magic back. No, it just says, like, you got all your magic back. Which, at the time when I used it, I had most of my magic already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd used, like, 10 MP or something like that. So I'm like, that was an absolute waste.
Thankfully, we're in modern times where I did it just to see. I've been testing these items out because they never tell you exactly what they do. And so I use them immediately, and then I rewind so I have the item back. But I saw the magic ring was in my row next to my my herbs and my antidote and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's a consumable. That's a consumable ring. Great. Thank you.
You're seeing something that is, I don't think most people will see as clear.
I mean,
I
brought it up last week that there are, we have the, like, when we had the boots, we had the boots that were consumable and then the boots that we wear, and the stuff that we can wear was one row down. So that top row is all consumable crap. And once that row fills up, it doesn't drop down to the next row. That row is full. One positive thing, I will say is thanks for letting me know about that item glitch. That was the best
Jeremy,
thing in the world.
MVP.
Yeah. So once we get to the next town, we're skipping ahead. We'll bring it up in a minute.
That's not a positive thing in the game's favor. That's just a positive thing, you know, in my life right now.
Yeah. When we're going through, so after we go through that part of Mount Saber, we do have to go through Mount Saber again in a different way. I didn't realize I was doing this to save the people that were lost, but it's what happened. We do have to, like, go through Mount Saber in a different direction, And when you get there, you're going to find someone that's dying. There's like an inn or like some kind of bar or something. And then just outside of there, there's a dude that's dying. That he was the guy that like ran out of the bar in the last town.
Bryn Mawr. To make some money.
To make money. And we found him dead. Well, we found him dying. And we couldn't help him. And he was just like, I wanted all the money, but I couldn't get it. Dead.
I thought it was weird because there's a lady inside that talks about him. Like, there's a guy out there and he's, you know, he's, I don't think he's doing so well or something. And then the guy next to her starts whining about his son and how like, he's like, I used to be an adventurer when I was young and my son's soft now and stuff. And I thought he was talking about the guy dying outside with his son. I think he was talking about the bar owner of the building we were in. Because his son was a bar owner, not an adventurer. But I was like, dude, your kid's out there dying, like dead right now. Like, you're just like, oh, he's so soft. Like, yeah, why don't you go help him? But that ended up not being the case.
Yeah. So we go through here. We eventually find some guards that are talking about, like, they're just saying guard stuff, right? They're just like, oh, we did a good job capturing that whole town, didn't we? Like, yeah, we did.
it's so good to be evil. If they don't work hard, I won't give them more food. Did you fight any of these guys at all? Like,
I tried, but I just felt like it was a waste. No, I eventually just ran past all of them.
So these guys, you have to switch back to your first sword to be able to damage them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I didn't realize that. And I was just like, okay, these guys are invincible. I have to sneak past them. So I went inside. So I like jumped past them, went inside, and I checked the guide that I've been looking at, and the guide was like, yeah, defeat the guards. How do I defeat the guards? This is when I figured out I need to change swords.
This is the moment.
If you go back outside, they're gone. So I was like, I'm supposed to be able to kill them, but now I don't know how to figure it out. So I eventually changed swords, and I was like, oh, okay, this is done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. I think this time it actually worked, and I have the footage of it, but there is like about 30 seconds of stunned silence from me where I'm just sitting there staring at the game like, I can't believe this is what you want me to do every time I come across a new enemy. Like, you can't just keep the same type in the same area. You have to have different types. All right, whatever, game. You do you, I guess.
So we have another cave maze. This game has just been cave mazes.
And they all look the same. They are indiscernible. Like, even
inside,
the outside.
Yeah, it's the same, like, sprites or whatever that they use to just cover it all. It's the same 90-degree turns, the same bridges.
Mm-hmm.
No real different theming whatsoever.
Yeah, nothing to differentiate it, really. I mean, even when I walked outside, when we were in the first part, I didn't realize I had somehow made it to another section of the cave, like we were talking about. And I'm like, am I even in the same spot anymore? And had to, like, walk around outdoors for a while to figure out that, I know, I'm somewhere new now.
Yeah. So what we're going to be doing in here is freeing, like I said, the citizens of Leaf. I ended up sort of going all the way around and fought the boss before I had the key to open the gate at the end.
Okay.
But you can eventually, there's a couple different paths you can take. One of the paths does lead you into where, like, all of the citizens are at. And then if you go a little bit further, there's a key to a prison cell. And we won't really use that, though, until we beat this boss here, mm-hmm. which is General Kelbesk, however you...
General Save Scum.
We have nothing... There's been no build-up to meeting this guy whatsoever.
He tells us about the big four, so now we get that, too, thrown at us.
Yeah. They talk about the Dragonian Empire
first
as well
time we get
through
that.
This. And again, it's just like, who? I don't know who this stuff is. But we fight him. Yeah, if it weren't for my save states, this would have been where I would, like, give up.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, like, playing this game. Because this just...
When I was this age
erratic.
Playing this game.
Sure. He just bounced all around, did some earthbender stuff of bringing rocks up from the ground and then just chucking them in random directions.
Yeah.
It was real hard to move around in there without taking any damage. And it's always annoying when we take damage because it always does a big chunk and we do a little mouse squeak every single time we get hit.
It just feels like a really bad, like, bullet hell game because it's solid. Like, sometimes, and it's random too. Sometimes he just throws tons and tons of dirt rock or whatever it is at you, and sometimes he doesn't. And but you have to like weave in and out of it, and it's just it's such a tiny little space. It's just the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. So we beat him, unlock the cell in the back, and then the elder is there. Elder's thanking you, being like, "Oh, you freed everyone else. Oh, thank you so much. Go back through this rock area behind me because you have the ability to break through rocks. So it's only convenient that this you know." Area right behind me is what you need to use to go forward. And go to Portoa. There's a queen there that has strange powers.
One thing I want to say before we move on from the slave camp in the mountains. Did you talk to the people that you freed at all?
A couple of them.
I when they were still in their cell, you mean? Or in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the big thing is, the first guy I talked to, his response, his text was, "So you saved us. So what?" It's like, you're in a forced labor camp. Why would that be a character reaction?
Yeah, I don't know. Because even the dwarves that hated humans in general were very thankful to us after we saved one kid. I guess, and we also destroyed the evil monster that was terrorizing them for years, so... There's that, too.
Yeah, but they were also doing fine keeping it at bay, just holding the sword.
Holding the sword, yeah.
Like they didn't know how to use it. They could just hold it, and that seemed to keep the peace.
So, after that, we go through here. We have another landmass with a town and some other areas to go to.
And just like in the last one, if you don't talk to the right person first or do the right thing first, you can't progress. Except this is, like, times 10.
This is also go into an area where there's nothing there and then turn around to trigger a thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we get into this town. This is where we can talk about that glitch that I came across because this is where I used it the most. There is a very expensive shield in this one that if you highlight the empty space next to it, and then hit left and A really quick, you will basically buy that shield for nothing.
And it will transfer the price over from the nothing to the new to the shield.
So you can do that. I guess it has to be left and A. I don't know if it can be right or A.
Okay.
But
I didn't try that.
You need to. Yeah, the idea is that it works both ways. Say the thing to the left of it is cheaper. You don't want to do that because then you're going to pay more for something cheaper. I don't know if this is making sense, but specifically in this town, there is an empty spot next to an expensive shield that if you hover over the empty slot and press left and A at the exact right time, the merchant will be like, "Do you want to buy something else?" And then if you check your inventory, you can be filled with shields. Then you could go to the place where you can sell stuff, sell those shields, get a bunch of money, skip doing some money grinding so you can go and get yourself good equipment right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did it like on a small.
I do not feel guilty about this at all.
No.
Just going to throw that out there.
No, none. I take it this is the last town we're going to get something like this because I don't know. I figured shops as we go forward will now have full slots, but this might be the last town. But who knows? Maybe they won't.
I'll probably just be coming back to this town to load up on money.
Yep.
This is another. Just random tip that helped me at this point is that I learned you can charge your sword by stutter stepping. So normally you can only charge your sword if you're sitting still. But if you like tap the button, you can move and charge your sword at the same time.
Oh.
So that's helpful. You're not moving full speed, but it's better than nothing. So
because I've been doing weed whackering where I do kind of the Mega Man Legends thing where I just tap forward but then I also mash on the sword button and then just slowly walk forward and cut everything in my way. But I was making allusions to that game too in my head. Yeah.
So in this town, here is what we have to do to move forward. We need to go into the palace. We need to talk to the queen. Then we need to leave the palace and then come back in, because then apparently it's nighttime, but it doesn't actually change any of the color or anything. If we go back in there without doing anything else, just try to walk in, the guard will go in front of the door and say, like, basically, no, you can't go in here. The queen is asleep. So what you need to do is you have to use your paralysis attack before you get close enough to this guard to make him go to sleep. Then when you go into the door, the queen is not there. And then you have to go into the door on the side by the queen's throne, but then just immediately turn around. You don't have to do anything in this room. You just have to go into this room and know that there was something there. Then when you come back out, go all the way back out of the palace again, come back in, and then talk to the queen, and she'll say, oh, you found my secret passage. I guess I should come clean with you, because I don't know if you guys talked to the fortune teller beforehand.
I thought you had to be doing that in between this the whole time, because that's where she's going. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought the fortune teller was the one that told you. Yeah.
As far as I know, if you just talk to the fortune teller, she will just say, go to the palace. That's where, like, your future is or something.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, I didn't trust this game enough to know or not know, so I was just like, I'm going to leave. Every time I leave, I'm going to go talk to the fortune teller again and see what happens.
I think you have to talk to the fortune teller once.
Okay.
I think there's one time that you have to talk to her, because, what a twist, the queen is also the fortune teller.
And is also a guru.
Yeah.
And is also one of them that you had her... Well, I feel like we already knew that, because we could see her if we tried to do the mental... thing.
Yeah,
like,
but
we could
I don't
see
think
her
she looked
on
the
there
same.
Before.
She didn't look the same. And it was like a reveal when she tells you, because she's like, I'm not the queen or the fortune teller. I'm the sage or the wise man. Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Yeah.
Why do you... Yeah, because every time the queen was gone, the fortune teller was in the shop. Oh.
This is one of those things that I think people will romanticize looking back on it and be like, oh, man. And when you went to that town and then it turns out that the fortune teller that you spent so much time with and got really connected to was the queen the whole time. Oh, I loved this game so much. And it's just like, when's the last time you played that game, bud? Because it isn't like that, really.
No. I mean, if you're really out there, like, you know, fighting bad guys and coming back to town and, like, really getting, like, into the lore of the world. No, there's nothing like that. Stop it.
So when we go and talk to her again, she gives us the Flute of Lime, which is a disposable item.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So don't just use it whenever you feel like it.
It won't let you use it.
Oh, it
if
won't?
There's
okay.
No one to turn.
It's just like the insect flute.
Yeah.
It won't let you use it except for where you need to use it.
What the Flute of Lime does is takes people that have turned to stone and turn them back to normal.
Cures petrify.
But why is it called the Flute of Lime?
I don't know.
Because lime is a stone?
It's caustic. It can break stone down maybe over time.
Look, how about we take a break? We're going to try to figure out why this thing is called the Flute of Lime. Maybe we'll have an answer for you when we get back.
Fans of video games, history, or video game history will definitely want to listen to Retronauts. Each week, Bob Mackey and myself, that's Jeremy Parrish, dive into the stories behind the greatest games of the past and the history behind the hits of today. Check us out every Monday on the Greenlit Podcast Network.
We're the Spirit Hunters, and we're a show that treats Hunter x Hunter and Yu Yu Hakusho's author as the center of the universe. Some weeks, we do linguistic analysis.
So, the Chinese meaning of this character is to smelt or refine, but to the changed meaning in Japanese, it means to temper.
Other times, we get absolutely smashed.
So we take one shot every time. Yusuke uses the ray gun.
1 hour later.
This is the least coherent episode.
Sarah, you're... I think your apartment is haunted.
I think you're...
Wait,
can find out more about the Spirit Hunters right here on the Greenlit Podcast Network.
Okay, so we still don't have a reason why this is called the Flute of Lies, but anyway.
Bill hasn't returned my emails.
We go through here. There's some stone people. We can heal them, and they just like get out of our way. It wasn't. Maybe there was someone in the town that was saying like, "Oh, these two people have disappeared. We don't know what happened to them."
There was.
Was there? Okay. But then there's also like, they also give you like a bunch of information too. There's like also a monster in there, and then something else is happening, and there's some kids somewhere, and it's like.
Anyways, make sure you have some kind of lime instrument.
You get one, and then eventually you come across another one, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, really, I need to like leave and go get another one of these, and if you walk around the corner, there's a little chest that's got one in it. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I will save my vitriol game for 5 minutes from now, probably.
So you could also find another sword in here, but I don't feel like this sword should have been the reward for beating some mandatory monster.
Mm-hmm.
You just sort of find this on your own. Like, there's nothing that really funnels to you.
We haven't been given swords.
Yeah, but it's like, it should be, though.
It should be,
like,
yes.
This one in particular. Well, look, because no, we have been given swords. We the very first sword was just given to us by an elder.
What?
We got the fire sword by just talking to the elder of the dwarves, which we just needed to do.
That's what I mean.
This one was just sitting in a cave.
Oh, okay. I was saying we weren't ever given swords for beating a bad guy or something like that. We were given it so that we could beat a bad guy.
They were mandatory to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
This one you could just find. And like, I just got it in me to do a little bit more exploring in this area just to be like, okay, maybe I need that. Because you do need it later in order to do some magic stuff, but it doesn't ever funnel you towards it.
Well, you also need it to get the approval of someone at a certain point. I can't remember which NPC, which royalty figure that we run into in this episode is happy about that, but we do need it to progress in this too.
Yeah. In the cave, we'll also find another person. The other person that's turned to stone will give us a shield ring, which is a equipable ring that will increase your defense. So, like, cool. Yeah.
I'm done jumping.
I wish they did more with that stuff.
Fine.
Yeah. And if we... eventually, we go through here and we exit out of the town, go back into the main area, and we're told that there's, like, hidden stuff behind a waterfall. So
I know that. I've been there. I thought I had to do stuff there.
I might be mixing this up. Maybe we go through the waterfall, and this is where the
waterfall is where the sword is.
Yes.
Okay, behind the waterfall is where the sword is.
Because then we have to come back to where the queen's secret stuff is once we have a magic power with the sword in order to move forward there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like five little destinations in this area. And until I could figure out each part and move on to the next one, I was running back and forth from all five of them to be like, where do you want me to stand, game? What now? What now? What's the thing?
Yeah. Once we do all that stuff at the cave, then we have to go down to another area in the southern area of this map where we find the lime tree, which I guess the flute of lime came from. But when we get there, there's this dude that shows up and he's just like, oh, you're here. Great. Go inside and you're going to talk. You'll be able to talk with someone else. And we go in there and there's another one of those spawn machine things that we came from at the beginning, or like wherever, like the
incubator or whatever it is. Yeah,
sure.
The Doom
for the
guy
people
thing.
That have been there for hundreds of years.
The Shrine of Resurrection.
Yeah, and someone shows up and they're just like, "Oh, great! I'm glad that you found me. We can work together to defeat the evil. I'll meet you at the next town."
I didn't see this at all. I don't think I saw this.
You had
at all.
To.
Did I?
Yeah, you need to get to the next part.
Oh,
maybe not. I think maybe the guy beforehand gives you the ball of water that you need to create the ice stuff.
He does. And but then that's and how then you if get you into go the in, room.
Yeah, well, but then I think you can use that to go into the room, but maybe you don't actually have to.
Whatever this is, I did not see a giant lime tree, so.
I mean, yeah. You don't see the giant tree. Well, I don't think you see the giant tree from outside. You go in, and there's like a guy, and there's a tree, and then once he gives you the power, like, you have to talk to him to get the ice ball, and then you use the ice ball to freeze the water in front of you and walk into the tree. And the guy's like, hey, talk to blah, blah, blah when you get the ice ball. So if you got the ice ball, you went to the lime tree and you talked to the dude, but you may not have gone in to talk to the woman who may or may not be in the space incubator, which okay. I was confused because I expected her to walk out of the room when she said she was leaving. But
I
she was just
her to do
there.
Anything. Yeah.
And I left and then I went back in and I was like, maybe this isn't like an incubator like mine or like a regeneration chamber like mine. Maybe it's just a screen and she's talking to me from the next town, but I don't know. Maybe
so I'm
not giving
done
the
in here
too
yet.
Much credit.
It looked exactly like the thing that we came out of at the beginning of the game. So I want to believe that they are also one of the like chosen, but who is this? I no idea. And she's just like, oh, I'll just see you in the next town. Like, didn't even give us, like, really important information. Just said, like, hey, I'm one of you, too.
Here's my beeper.
We'll talk later.
Hit me up in the next town.
But with this ability, we can go back to the cave behind the queen's throne room. And in the shallow areas of the water, we can create ice bridges that we can go through all of that stuff there, and then I think, what is it? We go through all of there, and that's where she reveals that she isn't the queen or the fortune teller, that she's actually one of the wise men.
Yeah, she showed up in town and was like, these people need me, and took it upon herself to rule them. I guess I'll give up my autonomy to rule over you.
Mm-hmm. And she gives us a new magic ability, Recover, which I don't know what that does.
It recovers status effects, which is super helpful, every single enemy or 90% of enemies either poison you or petrify you at this point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I have a thing already that fixes that, and it's called the rewind button.
Yeah.
Basically, every time I see the text box that says you have been poisoned, I just go, no, I haven't. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
Now that we have this ability, we go and leave there, and then we have to go and talk to a dolphin.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
Why not?
There's a dolphin there that's hurt. But yeah, it's just so random.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And the dolphin's like, do you have anything to help me? You give him some herbs, which, again, you have to equip the herbs. Make sure you don't use it before you get up to him. But, like, really, it's like equip an herb, walk up close enough to talk to him, then press the button that would use the herb, and then you'll give him the herb.
We just learned a spell that does that. I was sitting there trying to mash my new heal spell on him. Like, well, this is clearly what they want me to do, right? They just taught me this spell. No, he's like, no, just give me your antidote now that you don't need it anymore. I was like, or whatever. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
When we do that, he gives us a shell flute.
More flutes.
I don't know what that does. We're not going to use it in this episode. There's also like something else that you can get, but we're not going to be using in this episode. In the Carissa plant, there's a plant somewhere that you can pick up. There's going to be a usable item later.
I couldn't.
We're
going to
come
I
back
know.
Probably for it then.
Mm. Joy of joys.
Yeah. But if we go back to the into the main area, go to basically the opposite side of Portoa, and there's a cave down there, and we can explore in there again. Again, another cave. With our new ability, we can cross some of the shallow areas. Eventually, we wander through there enough, and we'll get the fog lamp.
Yay. We didn't talk about that guy. That was the other thing I kept running back and forth from, was that guy's house, because they kept saying, that guy and his daughter are here, and he is looking for his lamp. And so I kept going back to her to being like, is she going to further something at some point? And eventually he comes home, and she's like, he's mad, please be quiet, or, you know, he will do something.
Yeah.
But he had a boat. Oh, they were talking about how they came to get a boat or something like that, and he was gone, and there's a boat next to their house, and I was sitting there going, like, when do I get to become a boat? It better be now. So that hasn't happened. I was hoping we would become a boat, but I don't think so.
But it may happen in our next episode.
Hope so.
Because for our next episode, this is where we're ending, by the way, we're going to play up to getting the Sword of Thunder. Hopefully weapon is strong enough to outdo all the other weapons.
Nope.
Probably not, though.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
So struggle along with us here on Shadow of the Wild.
Gaiden.